Welcome to Gen X Women Are Sick of This Shit.
I'm Leslie Meyer.
I'm Megan Bennett.
Hey, Leslie.
Hey, Megan.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Me too.
I've got a beverage. I'm sitting on a couch. I got a cool sign behind my head.
It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
I like it a lot.
Hanging out in a hot summer day. Recording some episodes for the pod.
It is super fun to do it.
That will air in July sometime, mm-hmm. We think. I don't know why July has to be said that way, but it does.
July.
If you're from the Midwest, you're going to say July.
And you're going to bump into people and go, oop.
Oh. So true. Oh. It is the season of yard sales here in Indiana. So many yard sales happen in the summer.
Yes.
I do not organize such things.
Oh, God, no.
At this point.
Back in the day, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
My parents did. They would sell the shit out of their yard stuff. I mean, things in their yard. You know what I mean?
My grandmother, when my family moved to Hawaii, my grandmother had a epic yard sale. Mm-hmm. And I'm still to this day pissed off about it because I love her very much.
Yes.
Loved her.
Yes.
But she, my mom at one point had acquired a couple paperweights, mm-hmm. that said Revenge of the Jedi on them. They were before the Star Wars changed the name to Return of the Jedi. They originally had it Revenge of the Jedi. And I had two paperweights from a mall opening. My mom worked for a shopping center developer. And so I had these two. I have no idea what they're worth. I mean, truly. And she put them in the garage sale.
We're not going to Etsy that. We're not. Not Etsy.
Oh, my God.
eBay.
We're not. No,
we're not going to look on eBay. You will cry.
Yeah.
That would be a magnificent piece of memorabilia.
No shit. Yeah. So yard sales. Hold a
bittersweet
love-hate relationship
really
in my...
bittersweet. I just couldn't possibly organize one. I'm like, nope, just take it. It's all free. Donate.
Take all my shit.
You want me to lay it out, just lay it on tables, put prices on it, and then hang out all day
and
in
do
the
math?
Hot, sweaty weather? Yeah.
No, yeah.
I'm not going to do that for like $50. No.
I mean, we have definitely... When we moved... the last time we had a really big move, we had a big garage sale. And then we had another like little garage sale too. But yeah.
You're brave.
I don't really care for them, but
I'm glad you did that.
But I also got to go through my own shit and decide what I want to sell and what I don't want to sell, mm-hmm. and not sell priceless movie memorabilia.
Yes. So freaking shitty.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. We just bullshitted at the beginning of the show. I like our bullshit.
I think the bullshit's good.
Time. Mm-hmm. Do we have any hot gossip to go with our bullshit?
Hot gossip wise, I think right now it is summer, and summer equals lots of music and music festivals.
Absolutely.
And music shows and
yes,
all of that.
So much. This is the first summer since 2020 where I've been like trying to go see multiple shows.
Yeah.
I was just like, fuck it. Something about maybe being 51. I don't know. But there are things that I want to go experience like for myself and with my family. And so we have kind of prioritized that this year.
It's the good thing to do because we don't know, especially with some of these older artists, mm-hmm. and the ones that we grew up with, mm-hmm. they're not going to be around forever. You do not know if this is your last chance to see them.
Fun fact, we don't live forever.
We don't. So here's my little fun fact. my husband, who was my I think we were boyfriend, girlfriend at the time. I think we were living together. But anyway, he was in grad school, and mm-hmm. I think he was wrapping up some grad school stuff. And I had tickets to go see the Ramones.
Right on.
And I said, hey, I'm going to go see the Ramones. You should come with me. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, I really have some studying I need to do.
Sure.
And so he didn't go. And that was like the last time the Ramones played. Oh, it was like, that was it.
Shit.
So don't miss that shit.
Yep. Go.
Go.
You'll pass the test. You're smart.
You'll figure it out.
You've worked really hard, mm-hmm. up until that point. So go to the show.
If by grad school you haven't figured out how to bullshit your way through
something,
then
grad school is mostly bullshit, right. is what I learned. So much so that I did it like 3 times. I loved school. I love being in school. It's ridiculous. So, yeah.
Yeah, but you would skip class to go to a show, right?
4 times, actually. Oh, totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
What's your dream? What's the dream band?
The dream
Alive band. Or dead, right? Dream, so maybe they're already gone and you'll never get to see them. But who is it?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. Dream.
Well, you can think about that.
I wish I could have seen. So I can talk about things that were sort of meaningful that I have gotten to see. And they're still living, but they're very, 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 very old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was raised on, like, Neil Diamond. My parents didn't listen to a ton of music. It was sort of, like, music. I think that they associated, or at least my dad, associated music with, like, his 20s, maybe early 20s. And my dad was drafted in Vietnam, and I would imagine there was a lot with that. So there are, like, we had like 8 tracks and some reel-to-reel of music that my dad used to listen to, mm-hmm. which was like the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, and Led Zeppelin.
Yep.
Cool stuff. But that didn't really get played in our house. So we had a turntable, and there was vinyl, and my mom loved Neil Diamond. And okay. So that's sort of like the soundtrack of my childhood.
Right.
And the song "You Light Up My Life." Do you remember this song? Uh-huh. I had an album with that song on it, and like "Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue."
Okay. Nice.
These are In fact, I think wedding number one, my dad and I danced to "You Light Up My Life," which is very sweet because that was his sweet memory of a song that I loved as a kid. So that was sort of a soundtrack piece. And then just like I have really visceral memories about disco. Like my parents going to another parent's house, and they had sort of like a disco in their basement, but it was because they had kids and no babysitters.
Right.
And so we all had to like go and figure our shit out. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And so there was like the disco era. And then I think it tipped over. I was probably old enough to have my own opinions about music and start listening to my stuff.
Right.
I think that was probably like Madonna. It was probably the summer, like Madonna, Cyndi Lauper, Michael Jackson, like music that when I was probably 9, 10, 11, 12, like those are sort of my early memories.
Yep. Does one band that, you know, or one musical act kind of stand out? Because I think like if like some of the bands that, and I know they did one very brief little reunion, but mm-hmm. I was always a huge Police fan.
Oh, and that's so, been like, in my brain.
Yeah. Yes. Like, and to see them, right, would have been amazing. That's one that I missed. And then I can't even believe I'm saying this and that this is true, but I've never seen The Cure. And
me neither.
I was a massive Cure fan.
Depeche Mode. I've never seen Depeche Mode.
That's ridiculous. And I don't know, maybe part of it is where we're located.
Absolutely.
We just didn't get a lot of those shows.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. Super. I guess when I think about like old, I was like going back literally like to my parents' music. Mm-hmm. Like, who would I want to see? Because I don't think about our music as old.
Right. Well,
so I have
it. True.
And yet. Half century.
Yeah. Right? And yet the Ramones will never tour again.
We are mid-century old. And so a lot of it is, you know.
I know.
That's true.
I
know. So, yes, absolutely. The Police, Alive or Dead, I would go anywhere to see.
Really? Sting interesting. Okay. Play. Yeah. Okay.
I would go anywhere. Super grateful that I got to see Neil Diamond twice. Like, incredible.
We saw Neil Diamond not too long ago. Like, yeah.
He was good. He was touring around. And he's old.
Yeah, but
now.
He's good still. He's still rocking.
Stevie Nicks. I got to see Stevie Nicks very recently.
Fun.
And she rocked it. She's 76 years old.
I think my text to you was, how many times did she spin around?
Oh, yeah. And she did. So, I could feel, you know, just observing her. She's being very, very careful because she's still wearing heels. She had all the shawls.
She's and twirling she had the and
song.
Twirling.
She would tell the story with the song where the shawl was worn, like in the album cover. And she would. There were certain parts where it was like you could definitely tell she'd done the show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But she would come out and twirl, and it was quite beautiful.
Love it.
That was awesome. That was a really good time. But it's summer here.
Right.
And there are tons of shows touring this summer. This is one of the, like, kind of gossip items that we were talking about. Like, there's so many bands that we went to, like, high school, college yep. with that are touring right now.
Yeah, the ones that we don't think are old bands.
Nope, because they're our age.
Yeah, well,
and we're not old.
We're not old.
Or slightly older than us. You know, Cyndi Lauper.
Right.
She's in her 70s.
Right.
Stevie Nicks, 70s.
Yep.
Not old.
Yep.
Madonna, 70s.
Right.
Touring super strong, like a badass.
Yeah, it's I just saw a week or so ago I saw Sarah McLachlan. It was really, really good. She sounds fantastic. The production was great.
So cool.
Yeah, you could tell she was having a delightful time doing it. Like, she was really awesome. Loving it. Yeah. And she said a couple of times during the night how thankful she was to have the career that she had.
Mm-hmm.
And then my husband leaned over and said, we really have to leave before the last song because they're going to drop puppies on parachutes from the sky and everybody gets a puppy.
Everybody gets a puppy. We don't
hold out your arms, angels. You get a puppy. This is not true. It did not happen.
Is touring this summer Alanis Morissette?
Yes.
I don't know why Sarah made me think of that. Maybe because of Lilith Fair. Did you go to Lilith Fair?
I did go to Lilith 90s. Fair. That was a spectacular.
So did I.
Spectacular awesome. Experience.
Talk about, like, empowering. So many yeah. female artists in one
yeah, it
place.
Was, it was so fun.
Like, to see yourself reflected in so many mm-hmm. in that way.
Right.
It was amazing.
Right. And I'm hoping, we were talking about that at the show, actually, how nice it would be if there was a reunion of Lilith Fair. Mm-hmm. That would be really, this mm-hmm. is, this would be a very good time in women's,
mm-hmm.
you know, not to get too deep mm-hmm. into anything here, but to mm-hmm. this would be a good time
some of
to
the things
bring
that
back
are happening or
Lilith Fair.
Yeah. In our lifetime, the time that you and I have been on this earth
mm-hmm.
to see things that we did not have the rights to when we were born.
Yep.
Being stripped away again.
Yep. It seems like a good opportunity for us to have a lot of very powerful women get together.
Yes.
And yeah.
It's jaw-dropping.
Sing to us about it.
Within this brief time. So, but there's a ton of tours this summer.
Yeah.
Like, we got on the internet. And
oh my God, I did.
Stuff.
Yeah, we did like a quick list of 80s bands that are on tour. So you mentioned Cyndi Lauper.
Yep.
On tour right now, mm-hmm. Stevie Nicks, right? Sarah McLachlan. But then bands like ELO mm-hmm. are on tour. I am mm-hmm. Working very hard to get tickets to that one because that is kind of the soundtrack of my childhood for sure.
Oh, got you.
Yeah. You're going to go see The Church.
I am. The Church is on tour right now. They were pivotal to, like, my freshman year of high school, Under the Milky Way Tonight came mm-hmm. out. And they are playing on a Thursday in June, which is not when this episode will air.
Right.
In July. I will have already gone to that show.
By the time this sees the light of day.
So excited to go and see them locally at a really great music
venue.
That's
fantastic.
It's going to be good.
My hot button one this summer is, and I actually have to go to a different city to see them because I'll be out of town when they're here, mm-hmm. but the Jesus and Mary Chain
mm-hmm.
and Psychedelic Furs
yes.
are playing together. And
had that,
that one
still
just
that
went on sale.
So exciting.
And I jumped on and got yeah, myself you some, you know, early tickets for that. I'm really
I hope
excited.
I
need
to go with you.
Yeah,
you,
I think I want you to go. It'd be
I'm
great.
Night,
we'll do a little Facebook Live or something.
Oh
my show.
Gosh. So absolutely. Good. That'd be so fun.
And I will talk about, like, musicians and stuff, but Jesus and Mary Chain is one of my all-time favorites, and it's not one that tons of people know about, but
yeah.
that's they make my heart very happy. REO Speedwagon is on tour.
Wild.
Which would be great. Journey I feel like is always seems to always be
on tour
right now, but my understanding and I missed them the last time they mm-hmm. were here, and it makes me very sad to this day, but they apparently put on a hell of a show.
Mm-hmm.
So
I saw them in high school.
Did you?
It was amazing.
With Steve?
Free tickets. I don't know. I didn't like Journey at the time. I had an album. I had the vinyl of Journey. So there were a few songs that I knew, but I got the tickets for free and went with one of my friends from maybe I was like a freshman in college. Whatever. I just remember going.
Uh-huh.
Incredible light show.
Yeah.
It was amazing. had a great time, but I didn't know what I was watching truly in that like sort of deep way. But I do remember Blaspheme. Being there.
But I get it. Toto, they were touring with Journey recently, so I presume they're, I don't know, they're still touring right together. Thomas Dolby is touring. Thompson Twins, they're touring. Men Without Hats. Oh my God. Love Men Without Hats. Like that, such a ridiculous band, but I love them so much. So if I'm, in fact, when I read that, I was like, well, now I need to go research and figure out where I'm going to see them.
Yes.
Because that would be
awesome. Yes.
And then Paula Cole is on tour, which is very cool. So that's just like, that was a very quick Google.
Yes.
And that's a massive list of amazing bands.
And music from our era, I would argue, is quite amazing. I mean, just like influential, so many different things.
And a whole new generation is getting really excited about it. Yes. That's so fun.
And they're going, hey, I heard this new band. Have you ever heard of blah, 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 blah? And my like eyes are crossing and I'm like.
You're like, my dude, Public Enemy has been around for a minute.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Why do you like it? You know, because I'm just super curious to hear like what people say about it. But along with just like. How much we love and appreciate music and how sort of the soundtrack of your life is set in your teen years.
Right.
There is also like shit that makes us sick of it. For example.
Yeah. For example.
High prices.
Oh my God. So, well, you know, I'm looking at this list and I'm like, I know what I paid for Jesus and Mary Chain and for Psychedelic Furs.
Yes.
It was reasonable compared to most of the other shows
that you've gone
that to. that I even want to go to this year. Like I'm looking at some, and I know part of it is just the everything costs a little bit more right now. I get that, but God, ticket prices are high.
Insane. It does not seem like between 20 and 50, a $20-$25 ticket should cost $200. That feels wild.
And it's not just the ticket price, right? Because then you get there and you've got to park. And you're guaranteed it's going to cost you $20 at least to park, depending on where you're seeing a show. I mean, if you're in Chicago or LA or New York, forget about it, right? You probably better be.
Whole other level.
You better be taking an Uber. But yeah, it's crazy expensive. And then you get there and you want to buy a drink.
Even if it's water.
But, you know.
You're going to pay $5 to $8 to $10
right.
for a fancy can of water and $20 for a shitty beer.
Right. And a very shitty beer or a watered down mixed drink.
For a shitty cocktail.
Right.
I mean, so there's that whole factor.
Sucks.
So there's ticket price, the cost of whatever you're consuming.
Freaking
while
getting
you're
there. And getting there. Yeah.
The fees associated with being given, I guess, the gift of purchasing a ticket to see one of your like.
Well, and if it's a bucket list, band, you're gonna buy some merch on top of that.
Absolutely. Need a damn t-shirt.
Mortgage your house.
Need a sticker. Don't wanna forget about it. So I better buy the t-shirt.
Oh my God, are you like
so
that too?
I can remember. Oh,
because I have to.
Yes, this is why we are a, what are those things called? Souvenirs. There we go. There's the word. Fell on the ground, picked it up. We're souvenir family because I'm like, I have so many mugs. But as soon as I pull that mug out.
Now
I'm
you
like,
have a memory.
I know exactly where we were and what we did.
Yeah.
I buy the damn picture, whatever. So I guess I'm my own worst enemy in some ways. But otherwise, like. I'm not going to go through my digital camera roll.
And remember,
if I print them out, I will see it.
If it pops up on Facebook as a memory,
yes.
You're like, whoa, I remember.
Oh my gosh, we did that?
I went to that show?
I said what? So I guess this sort of goes under the auspices of the shit that we're sick of today.
Yes.
And in the group, this definitely gets talked about.
It does.
Like pricing. The shit that we're sick of today, how much things cost, which does make us sound like old people. Like, I remember listening to my grandmother or even my dad talk
things
about
cost a lot of money these days.
Like how much jeans are or whatever. I feel like My grandmother, though, had a better understanding of that. Like, she was like, cool, we're still going to buy you clothes. You need clothes to wear.
Right. Because you can't be naked. My dad had
none of that. I mean, it was just like, jeans cost. And I'm like.
Oh, yeah. We were a TJ Maxx family in my house because, you know, jeans cost money. But you didn't have to spend, like, you know, a fortune for them. Right.
Yeah. On that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, so I'm looking at this list and I'm thinking of all these different bands. And now I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to pay for it.
Absolutely.
Now I'm sad.
Well, and under the other shit that we're sick of, you said in the group there was a conversation about a current festival that's touring.
Right. Yeah. Riot Fest. Yes. That's in Chicago. That is a massive, massive, like it's Lollapalooza plus, right?
Okay.
It feels like it's even more bands.
Is it
bands.
Lollapalooza for like the 45 and older set?
No.
Is it like, what was the kind of conversation? What were people complaining about?
I think the biggest issue was this particular festival has so many different bands in it and it's a wide variety of bands, but there is no way in a 2 or 3 day festival that you are ever going to be able to see all of these bands.
Sure.
So if you have this massive list of bands and you're paying $1 billion, this is not an actual price for a ticket,
yeah,
but right.
It feels like it.
You're spending all this money and there's no way you're going to see even a fraction of what you really want to see.
And if you can't see the bands you want to see, is it worth spending
all that
$350
or more. And then you're, you know,
plus
if you're not from
there.
Chicago, you're getting a hotel and you're all the
for
things.
Sure.
So sometimes I think the mega festivals maybe are starting. I don't know. This is just my gut feeling that maybe they're starting to become not as attractive for people because we just realize, well, first of all, does any of us have the stamina? Or a 2 or 3 day, you know, outdoor
human,
freaking festival.
Probably not in exactly the same way I did in my 20s.
Fuck no, I want a seat. Like, I am old and I would like a seat in the shade.
That is one thing we've started to do is like, we pre-rent the chairs.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't even want to carry shit from my car.
Right.
Fuck that. Can I get like a slightly higher seat in the Outlook? You know, I'll pay that upgrade. I'm too old.
Yep. Young Megan would get in the pit.
Absolutely.
Megan would like a seat in the front row, maybe on an aisle, so I don't have to sit next to somebody
I don't want to.
So I
can go to the bathroom whenever
I need to
without walking in front of people.
Right. Nobody's in front of me. I'm not bothering anybody.
I don't want to interrupt you as much as I'm going to have to.
I am fucking bougie.
I'm sick of not being able to hold my urine.
Yes.
That's a mid-century
issue. I need to, yes.
It's basic needs is what we're talking about.
And I look
up
playlists
here, so
I know what's coming up in case there's a song I can take a break and go to the bathroom for.
Concerts today. Pre-planning potty time. Here's what we are. We're going to take out a small loan.
Yes.
We hope for some shade.
We have to have a garage sale, apparently, to pay for.
We do. We have to have yard sales so that we can buy our tickets. What else?
Bonkers. Yeah.
And appropriate footwear so that we don't
I need to be in the shade. I need a seat.
Yep, that's the biggest things, I think. But I still love going.
I'll still go.
We've picked recently some like smaller venue shows, which have been pretty cool.
I think I'd always prefer the smaller ones myself.
Yeah, and some newer-ish bands that we usually find because they're headlining for bigger bands.
Is there a concert? I know we talked about like your wish list.
Yeah,
is there one that you think back to that maybe you pull the mug out of the cabinet and you're like, I would have done that one. I remember that show. Is there one that comes to mind that you're like, I am so glad I saw that show. It was so epic.
So, can I do the opposite? Like
sure,
two shows.
The ones that you
like,
were like, this
one
is the
I
worst.
Don't remember at all.
Okay.
And one that pissed me off like crazy.
Yes,
that
do
I'm
it.
Probably going to try to redeem. So one show I have very little memory of. Oh, it was a long time ago. I went and saw Poison.
Okay.
With Def Leppard.
Okay.
Maybe.
That could be.
And Motley Crue.
Ooh, Hairfest.
Many beers were consumed. I was not a driver. And these were not my top 10 bands.
Okay.
Right? This was my ex-husband. I guess I should get permission to say this. It's nothing embarrassing, but like you're talking about past relationships. He's still alive. He might care. But we went to the show. It was a lot of fun. But my prize from that show, the thing that I purchased to remember that I don't have, was the Poison kind of like thong. It was a black like thong slash G-string that had Poison printed on the front, like you do. And so I was a passenger. I was not a driver. I was so intoxicated when I got home from that show. And it was not cheap. I'm pretty sure I paid like $25 for it. But it was cool. And this is how I roll. When I got out of the car, I must have dropped it on the ground of my shitty apartment complex. And somebody fucking picked that up.
And they were like,
stole it.
Oh my God, somebody is wearing that right now.
Which
I hope.
If you knew where I lived at the time, like that does not fit with like the location of town or the apartment. Like, who was all about my Poison thong? Thong.
Okay, so.
But somebody was. So it was a
women's thong.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yes. I mean, this is
a moment where
the genre of music.
When I think about marketing, and I think about marketing a lot, this is in my head a lot.
Right.
But
sure.
That is such a brilliant marketing ploy for a hair band to sell.
Yes.
A thong.
It was absolutely on point.
So fantastic.
I mean, given like all of the sort of like teen beat posters from the 80s of like Dee Snider and Twisted Sister, like I remember that very specifically on my bedroom kind of wall. I mean, just the hair, Bon Jovi, like the hair bands, although probably much more understated, Kiss. I mean, the hair bands of the 80s and the hyper sexualization of women, of course, at that time. But it had, I mean, we just didn't think about it in that
way.
Right. In the past. But as a 20-something, kind of going back and seeing this, and this was before I had kids, whatever. And that doesn't matter. I still go to shows having children.
Sure.
Grown-ass woman. But that,
you're probably not going to buy the thong.
I had to have that. I mean.
You might.
It depends.
Well, I guess.
I don't know.
I'm not sure this Stevie Nicks is going to have a thong in the merch.
No. So,
but somebody had that moment of, okay, I've got to come up with merch for this tour. You know what would work?
Yes.
A thong.
Those are going to sell like
They're going to sell like hotcakes.
I think maybe the fantasy was that we would buy them and then throw them up on the stage.
You're not spending $25 to throw a thong at a band member?
$25. It doesn't matter. I could lost it anyway.
God.
So there is that.
Okay.
Pisses me off. I'll remember it forever.
Yep,
no. Don't remember the show. Remember losing the underwear. Second show that pisses me off forever was in high school.
Okay.
Loved Jane's Addiction.
All right.
Jane's Addiction came to Indiana at then Deer Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the show. Three songs in. I think we just heard Pigs in Zen. Perry Farrell got pissed off. He's probably fucked up. I didn't understand all that then. Walked off. End of show. Yep. My own money as like a high school senior. God. I was with my then boyfriend, another friend, and like his best friend. I know exactly who they all were. And we were so fucking disappointed. So that show needs to be redeemed. Jane's Addiction currently on
I feel
tour.
Like they should pay you to go see them next time.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Perry Farrell owes me like $25 at least.
Well, that'll take a little tiny like bit off the top of what the ticket is going to cost.
It absolutely will. It'll cover the fees for that ticket for the current show.
Oh, that sucks.
Same question to you then. Mine, I turned it around.
Yeah.
So you can pick whichever one. Most memorable show could be a positive, memorable experience or a disappointingly.
I have had, I'll tell you two that I really enjoyed. One was I got to see the Pixies in Chicago when Kim Deal was still playing with them.
Nice.
And My husband and I went. This was, I mean, she was, it was right before she left the band. Mm-hmm. And the show was fantastic. It was also before people stopped smoking indoors. And I mean, wow. Kim Deal alone, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen her without a cigarette.
Okay.
So she smoked through the whole thing, but like everybody smoked through the whole thing. And we had seats. It was a general admission show. We got in. We went to the very up. We went up top, mm-hmm. so we could look down and see everything and not be, you know, obstructed. Mm-hmm. But of course, smoke rises.
Oh, Jesus.
And so I thought I was going to die by the time the show was over. It was great.
Oh,
but I'm pretty sure if you smelled enough of my hair right now, it still smells like cigarettes.
Like
smoke.
If I like, get right into,
you know,
the roots.
15, 20 years later, it's probably like not that long mm-hmm. ago. But it was a lot. I mean, so much smoke. But that show was brilliant. And I am super glad that we went to see that. Mm-hmm. The other one that comes to mind is I saw Peter Murphy mm-hmm. and Nine Inch Nails. And Nine Inch Nails opened for
Fuck
Peter
yeah.
Murphy. And God, this is a zillion years ago. So Peter Murphy, his set was set up behind Trent Reznor's mm-hmm. stuff with, I don't even think there was a curtain or anything separating the two, but you could see where like all of Trent Reznor's stuff was and where Peter Murphy's stuff was after. And mm-hmm. I was upstairs in a balcony of this, this venue. It was a smaller venue. And Trent Reznor in a Nine Inch Nails kind of way started just breaking shit. And
like you do.
Like there was just keyboards flying and there was, I mean, just shit flying everywhere. And ooh. He also fucked up Peter Murphy's stuff.
Oh, no. Ooh,
like a lot.
Coming.
A lot.
Uh-huh.
And we're all standing like hanging over the balcony just kind of with our jaws gaped.
Sure,
and I
sure.
hear... Out of the on one side of me, I hear bloody fucking hell, and I turn around and I am face to face with Peter Murphy and those amazing blue eyes. And
that's
he's
5 minutes of fame.
It was really cool.
We're well into that. My goodness.
So maybe I switched it up a little bit for you, but like it was just
awesome.
Eyeball to eyeball with him, and he was so pissed.
Of course.
I mean.
Rightly so.
But it was amazing. But that show was fantastic.
So that's
and
both and.
Both and. Like, yeah, I mean.
Epic show.
Nine Inch Nails, they were great until they weren't. And then Peter Murphy picked it up like the professional that he is. And that whole thing was
so what,
brilliant.
I mean, did his shit get. What did they do? Did they switch out gear? Do you.
They had to. I know there was a break, a longer break than there
sure.
would be between the two. But I thought, I mean, the fact that he went on even when some of his shit got torn up and the mm-hmm. fact that I think that tour continued.
An actual.
You know?
Oh,
so,
together.
Yeah. So, somebody which is pretty good. So,
too.
Probably. Yeah. I suspect the next show, maybe they didn't set up all of mm-hmm. Peter's stuff yet.
If you can't control your feelings,
right.
we're going to have to
right.
have a conversation.
Right. So.
I have a teeny tiny 5 minute of fame with a musician.
Oh, awesome. What's
it's
that?
A tiny tale about a tiny man.
A tiny tale about a tiny man.
I mean, he's
man.
Not that tiny, but he's a shorty. So, went to New Orleans for bachelorette party with my then maid of honor, marriage number one.
Yep.
So, we go down to New Orleans to do all the things. We're in our very early 20s, and we're running around hot mess.
Having way too
Express.
Much fun.
Yeah.
Way
all
too much
the fun.
Fun.
So like our third night there, we were not feeling like we were going to have as much fun. So we went.
I wonder why.
Because the first two nights. So we finally had like gotten our carcasses out of our condo like at 4 or
uh-huh.
something. And we were going to see a show at the House of Blues, which I can see the cover of the album. It was a rockabilly show. There was a playing card on it. It was there and gone, you know, at that time. But they were hot.
At the time.
Then.
Okay.
And it may have also been something to do with the fact that we were like, who's going to be there when we're in New mm-hmm. Orleans? And so mm-hmm. we just went and saw who was
right,
there.
Right.
So we'd gotten our tickets, printed tickets from Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Yep.
We walked in and picked up. And we'd gone to the show, and we did not feel like being on the floor in the crowd or anything crazy. So we just got like a little two-top kind of up in the balcony. And so my girlfriend and I are sitting there, and we like order some food. Like House of Blues was a tourist thing in New Orleans that we wanted to
right.
do. So we ordered some food. We went ahead and got a cocktail. We're just like trying to get ourselves together so we can enjoy this show.
Right.
And so we're just like, blah, 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 exhausted. And then people, there's like a balcony box right in front of us. So there's a rail and like 12 inches.
Okay.
Balcony box right in front of us. And these very tall, pretty people
mm-hmm.
are kind of walking in. So it's like tall, pretty person, short person who smells delicious, tall, pretty person. And it takes us a few seconds to like kind of like
right.
gather
right.
who this was. But like 12 inches from me, smelling amazing, was Lenny fucking Kravitz. Stunning vest. Jewels,
all of his beautifulness,
tight pants,
yeah,
all the things. And
I love that he smells good.
So I mean, that's the thing that I remember the most,
because he looks good.
He smelled. And there was a, so flash forward, so those 5 minutes of fame there, flash forward like probably 2 years, and there was a piercing studio in New Orleans. I went back to New Orleans, piercing studio called Rings of Desire.
Okay.
Where I went and got my navel pierced. And in that studio were giant, tall photos of Lenny Kravitz because he had gotten all of his piercings done.
Oh, there you go.
And it was very sexy. So there you go.
He does look good.
5 minutes of fame. I got nice. To smell Lenny Kravitz briefly. And I remember us both going, you know, making
yeah,
a face.
Right, right. Is that?
I can't.
Is that?
He's here on the night. And then we were just so hungover, we couldn't do anything else with that information other than to like register it. So there you go. That was one musical, 5 minutes of fame.
We have a 5 minutes of fame from somebody in the Facebook group too.
I'm so excited.
All right,
about
let's
this.
Listen to it.
Hi, this is Erin here in Tampa, Florida. Once upon a time, when I was 21 and working at an adult-oriented establishment known as a video store, I had a chance to meet up with a musician, and a friend of mine was setting us up, and she told me his name was Dave, and I was like, okay, this sounds cool. You know, I'm 21, so I'm like, oh, that's great. He's a musician. Yay. And she said, okay, so he's the lead singer of a band called Guar. Now, keep in mind, I am a very sheltered 21-year-old for someone who's working in an adult video store. And I decide I should go Google Guar to make sure that that's not, you know, that's a good idea. And actually, I don't think Google, it was like Ask Jeeves. So I asked Jeeves, hey, who's Guar? And they showed me this like crazy dude with like, you know, a spiked penis and all of this stuff. And I was like, there's no way I'm going out with this guy. So I chickened out and told her that I was sick and I couldn't go. Now, flash forward, I see him in interviews and stuff. And he's, of course, this eloquent and very intelligent man who just happens to have a very horror-oriented stage show. Rest in peace, Dave, by the way, because he lost his battle to of addiction a couple years back. So, but I still, to this day, regret the fact that I did not go out with David Brockie of Guar. That was my story. There's my 5 minutes of fame. I hope you guys have an awesome, wonderful day. Your show fucking rocks.
That is so amazing.
That's awesome.
I mean, I gotta say, I would probably judge too, like the guy's got
heck
a spiky yeah, penis.
Like, absolutely.
You're not gonna go. You're not gonna say yes to that.
Were I 21 in my Ask Jeeves era? I think the part that is just the most fun for me overall right now is that Erin called in using our 1-888-GEN-X-POD hotline.
I know.
And left her story.
Fresh,
and
new.
We get to share it here with you.
I know. So fun. That is a great story, too.
It is
because
good.
And I won't bring it up now, but we can talk about it later. I've got some celebrity encounters kind of sort of similar to that, too.
Oh,
so I'll have to share those with
I
you at some point.
Wait.
So ridiculous. But
thank you, Erin.
Thank you so much. That was a delight. So you mentioned You mentioned tickets, and it made me think, like, the idea of, like, buying physical tickets.
Yep.
Do you remember, like, back in the day when you would go to, at least here in town, it was Karma Records, or it was, yes.
Peaches, like, in the olden days.
Or if you were really smart, then you would go to LS Airs.
Airs.
Yep.
Yes.
To, like, the Ticketmaster counter at the upstairs, you know, back corner of LS Airs. Mm-hmm. And
where the gift wrap was.
You could get packages gift wrapped. You know, the only downside of that is they opened at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning, and mm-hmm. tickets would go on sale at 10 o'clock in the morning, and you had to be in line, and yes. you were waiting for them to raise the fucking, you know, doors on LS Airs in the mm-hmm. mall so you could haul ass
yep.
as fast as possible, run up the escalator, absolutely. And be first in line at the ticket counter.
Do you remember? Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I have, like, warm, fuzzy memories and also frustrating memories about that too.
Of course, right? Because you would inevitably miss out on some things depending on where you were in line. But in many ways, you had, like, a more equitable opportunity to get tickets
yeah.
than, like, now where it's, like, 10 a.m., digital something, 45 codes, better have your credit card already stored in this machine, get in the queue, yep. hope that everything works on the website. Hope that crash.
That your phone is charged up and your internet is better than somebody else's right. internet.
And it might take you 15 minutes or it might take you 3 hours.
Right.
We tried to get tickets for Pearl Jam at Wrigley.
Uh-huh.
I was waiting. I'm in my car driving to a meeting, didn't think I was going to get them, popped up. I could have gotten them. I could not do all of the things on my phone. Fine. They were ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
My first Pearl Jam ticket was $25.
Right.
So what? I'm going to miss out on that. But just all of that. Like, otherwise, you would have expected to stand in line and get your tickets. And
right.
Like, all the
right. Other and there was probably, I mean, it felt more equitable. I'm sure there were people who got in early and, mm-hmm. you know, all the things that, yeah. you know, can happen. But
absolutely.
But yeah, you're right.
Or how many people were waiting in line to, like, buy tickets for their friends, right? It's one person, but they're buying.
Oh, the scalper thing was, like, a big thing. You'd always, you'd stand in line and some dude in front of you would buy, like 50 tickets.
Yeah,
like,
before they, like, put tickets.
On.
Yeah, you're really right. taking 50 friends
right.
to the show.
You don't even have 50 friends.
Concert going from the 70s, 80s into the 90s and the early 2000s, I'm sure will come up many times.
Oh, I hope
in
so.
This show.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I'm so grateful for all the acts that are touring right now and, like, the opportunity to go see them, to, like, if you have kids that you can bring your kids, you can share that experience, yeah. you know, however old they are.
Because it's a connection that we have, you know, especially just for whatever reason, it feels just our generation is even more connected to music than our parents were. And that was a big deal for them, too.
Absolutely.
But there's something it just feels like it was such a huge part of our childhood mm-hmm. and our adolescence and the bands and the individual musical acts and. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a fun summer. I'm really excited about it. Hey, Leslie.
Hey, Megan.
Hey. So how do people find us if they want to find us?
I am so glad you asked. They can visit us at the original Gen X Women Are Sick of Your Shit Facebook group, which is a private Facebook group that is moderated. You do have to ask questions to get into the group. Give us real answers. We read every single one.
Make us laugh.
Love to have you be part of the community there. Absolutely. We also have a Facebook page for the pod.
We do.
Gen X Women Are Sick of This Shit.
That's right.
I don't know what we're going to do on there yet. Probably just general show announcements, information that is integrated with our Instagram, of course.
Yep.
I feel like I'm really over-explaining social media to people, but that's okay.
It's okay.
Because I am a woman of a certain age, and I feel like I have...
Some shit needs explained.
It does.
That's just it.
And they can also find this... our collective shit at genxwomenpod.com, where you can sign up for our email list.
You can. You can purchase merch if you wish. We have a whole bunch of merch that is right now at an Etsy store and we'll be moving and onto our website.
And you can share your stories with us. If you would like to be featured on the Gen X Women Are Sick of This Shit pod, please send us your story. We always need stories about 5 minutes of fame. What was your 5 minutes of fame as a child of the 70s or 80s?
Love it.
We would also love to know what you want to hear about. So important topics, the things that you are sick of right now. And We are looking for sponsorships.
Yep, sponsors, collaborations. If you are interested in working with us, then reach out that way too.
Good job.
Hey, you too.
That was really nice.
Yeah, you did great. Smooth. Job. Good job, you.
I know. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.